Okay, today's Daf is Daf Bet, and we begin from where we left off. And that was, we ended the last year by saying, "Ein Adam Dan Dechidi Ela Echad," and then we say, "Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in Dan Dechidi," meaning even HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't judge alone. And then it says as follows, "Af Al Pi She'einu Dan Yechidi," even HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't judge alone, meaning he has his, the whatever this means, but some of the Beit Din Shel Mala is consulted in certain matters, it seems to be, or nonetheless, the Chatimah, the final, if you like, Psak Din, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his own. Right, Chotem Yechidi, he seals on his own, as it says, "Shneimar Aval Agid Lecha Et HaRashum Bichtav Emet." Okay, that I will tell you, meaning him, that's written Ketav Emet, and that's the seal, that's the signature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it says, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan Lulam En HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oseh BaOlamo Davar Ad Shinach BaBeit Din Shel Mala." Nonetheless, as we've said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do anything in the world without, and this is a sign of humility. This is Naaseh Adam. This we learned from even from the creation of man before taking counsel or discussing with Beit Shemala, Ma'atam, because it says, Ve'emet ha'davar v'tzava gadol. Now, tzava gadol in the pasuk, so this is the pasuk, sorry, from Daniel. And there, tzava is understood as being like zman rav, it will be for a long period of time or something like that. But here, the drush we're saying tzava is like the tzva'akot, so like the entourage of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sorry, the Beit Din Shemala. So Emet Kachom Shor HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emet, but when does he seal off as being Emet? That's only B'Shash Nimlach B'Beit Din Shemala. Okay? As it says, Emet HaDavar B'Tzva HaGadol. So sealing with Emet, but prior to that, it's got to be with the Tzva HaGadol. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kol Makom Shenemar V'Hashem, anytime you see in the Pasuk says V'Hashem, that's referring to Hashem and his Beit Din. Ubinyanav Shebukolam, the prototype, if you like, is V'Hashem Davar Alecha Ra. Okay, did I say that right? Yeah, Diber, sorry, Diber Alecha Ra, that's in Malachim. Now the Gemara says, what's the signature for like of Hashem? We've seen this already, I've already explained it. Rav Beivai says, Beshem, Rav Uven, that's Emet. Mao Emet, why is that the, if you like, the Chatimah, the signature or the seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Amar Abun, because it's Elohim, Chayim, Umelech Olam. So what do we do with that? If you have a look here, it means what it actually means. Hashem is Chaim Umelech Olam, meaning he's eternal, right? Not dependent on the world, if you like. And the Pnei Moshe says, how's that related to Emet? Because it's a notrikon Elohim Melech Tamid. So Elohim is Melech Tamid, eternal king. Right. So Amar Reish Lakish, Aleph is the beginning of the Aleph Beit, Reish Aleph Beta. Mem is the emtze'ita, and Tav is besofa. Okay, and Tav in the Tav is end, so it's the beginning. It expands the everything, if you like. So lomar she'ani hu rishon, Hashem rishon, I am the first. Shelo kibalti ma'acher, that I didn't get my malchus, if you like, or for somebody else. So he was first. Umibaladai ein lukim, there's nothing other than me. She'ein li shutaf. Ve'et ha'achronim, meaning ani hu, meaning there's nothing comes after me anyway. She'ein adim osel la'acher. So Emet here is saying that from the beginning end, he's like the eternal king, if you like, for everything. What's interesting here, Ein Shutaf, really fascinating, Korban Eder, he says, if you look at how many letters in the alphabet, there are, you'd say 22, but actually 27 if you count them in Atzbach. The Mem, Mem Sofit, Nun, Nun Sofit, etc., etc. And if you look or jump to the middle of the alphabet, he says that the middle would be, is the Mem, and it's a Mem Stuma. He says, but Sha'otiyot Hen Chavzayin, it's the only middle because it's an odd number of letters and it's completely sealed. It says, so it's Tuma and Levada, that's the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not dependent on everything, that's why it's completely contained, if you like. And it's also on its own. The I think. Sorry, sorry. And Yafeh Mare in other Perush was had difficulty with this Perush. But the understanding is the Mem, he's saying that that's why She'enu Shutaf is learned from the letter Mem Davka. Interesting, because you can understand what the Aleph is saying, I was first. And the Taf is saying there's nothing after me, but how's the Mem in the middle signifying that I'm alone? So make it, the Korban Eder makes it clear now, because the letter itself, the Mem Sofit, is stands on its own in a 27-letter alphabet, and it's also completely contained, it's completely a whole letter. Okay? Like it's round, it's a loop, but not circular, it's a square loop. If you like. Now, Rav Binyamin bar Yafet havu dayanim kamei Rav Yitzchak. They were had a din Torah, if you like, before him. But nafik dina im Rav Binyamin. So this is going back to the case The discussion regarding someone, if they can dan yichidi, if they could sit alone and pass judgment without a faith in the three. And it seemed to go with the judgment went in the favor of Rabbi Yamin. So after Rabbah wasn't very happy with this because he lost the case. And Bar Mitrof, Al Rabbi Yamin, went to Rabbi and said, how is it possible that Rabbi Yitzhak was dan yichidi? But Aleph, and what did Rav Imi said to him? He says, no, mumcha shekafafa dan, if it's a mumcha, if you like, it's this kafaf le bal ha-din v'dan, meaning that the bali dinim really accepted upon themselves the din of him, then din or din, then the judgment is a judgment. So even though we say we're questioning whether it was valid and possible, and you know, how can you dan din yichidi? Nonetheless, if you dan yichidi, you can't now, and the bali dinim were kabel, they can't now say, oh, I'm trying to undermine the ruling or roll it back.
Isn't that the mashmout from the parsha yesterday that they've done yichidi?
Who? What? What do you mean?
Sorry,
Oh, I mean
sorry.
Moshe Rabbeinu.
Yeah.
Ah, you're fair. Okay, he was done. Okay,
No, I don't mean Moshe. I'm sorry, I don't mean Moshe Rabbeinu. I mean the Yitro's advice.
that's advice. That's not done.
It's appointing judges.
Sorry.
The Sari Alafim v'chu, they are judging cases.
Yeah, but oh, you're saying what he implemented? That they're done yichidi? Not necessarily. I thought you were going to be the kasha fact that Moshe was sitting there on his own and dan yichidi, it sounded like. Okay.
Moshe
Yeah,
Gamke.
I don't know if he was mamash yichidi, or he sat with others. I don't know. But everyone came to him as a central point. Okay. Okay, let's continue. So Rabbi Avahu Havayativ Dayan Midrata. He was done. He was judging on his own cases, if you like, in the Beit Knesset Midrata, which is like a terrace, like Meshon Madron. The Kisrin and Kisrin Legarmi on his own. So Amri Lei Talmudoi, the Talmud says, "V'lo ken Alfi Rebbe, didn't you teach us Alti Adan Yichidi? You can't sit on your own. What are you doing? Contradicting what you taught us." So Amar Lon, Kevan Da'atun Chamuli Yativ Dain Legarmi. Since people can, there's no surprises here. They can see, they know from the outset before even approaching that I am judging my own. Da'atun Legabe, they come to me nonetheless. Kamisha Kiblu Aleihem. It's if they're already Mekabel me as a Beit Din of three. And we said once Mekabel, that's a different story altogether. Sounds like, according to his understanding, at least. But Tani Ken, Bamed Ram Amorim, Bezman Shelo Kiblam. When's it a problem of Dan Yechidis? Unless that's Shelo Kiblu Aleihem, where they didn't accept it. Aval Im Kiblu Aleihem, Dan Afil Yechidim can even make Kabbalah on your own. So it's not an absolute thing not to be done Yechidis, we see it quite clear from here. Av Yochanan Azal, Midon Kamei Rabchia Rabba. Aitiv Gabei Chad Talmid. So he went to Dad before him, and a Talmid sat with him on the Beit Din. So V'lo Ken, he says, one second, how can a Talmid sit with you on the Beit Din? Because the point is, if you're having a Beit Din of three Dayanim, there have to be independent opinions. V'lo Ken, it says, Av Ubano, Harava Talmid Shneim Nimim. If you have a father and son, a Rav and a Talmid on a Beit Din, they are considered like two separate opinions. We count them as one. Because the Talmid is likely to adopt the opinion of the Rav and similarly son to father. So it says, name Chaver Talmid Ayak, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan. Sometimes you can have what's called a Talmid Chaver, where the individual starts as a Talmid, but ends up being also a counterpart or peer as well. So they accept it's the sense that, yes, they may have learned, but they mature to the extent, or they advance to the extent, they're now considered, they'll be able to express an independent opinion. So as a Talmid Chaver, that's why it's okay. Let's continue. Gaz Gzar Din Nafku Min Derav Legarmi. In other words, it seemed to be that he would do one on his own. Also, min derav Acha legarmi, min derav Yochanan, min derav Yossi legarmi. We see quite a history of a precedent of people being dan din yachid. Okay, let's continue. Now, Tamantanina, anoteschar ladun din. Someone gets paid to be a dayan, we say the judgment is completely null and void. Okay, can't get paid. We'll qualify that in a minute. So k'neinu matnite, no, that's chashud litol scharod the dan. We're not talking someone who is paid, but someone who is chashud to get paid. Even that extent. Well, what's that mean? Look at the korban ha'ira. It says k'neinu matnite chashud litol scharod. Devade enok ten scharod b'teilo. If he takes a, there's no chiddush to tell us if he takes payment to judge that it is that enok ten scharod b'teilo ukeramasik dino din. Ela ayir bechashud litol yoter mischar b'teilo. It says, I'll just explain here. Devarian hotel schar betelo dinodin. Sorry, I didn't read that properly. Start again. In other words, clearly, if the judge is paid what's called schar batala, Schar batala is the lost opportunity cost, meaning, like, we'll call it expenses. The fact that he could be working now, he's taking time off work to do this din, then clearly that's okay. So I'll read it again. Devarim tells schar batelo that if he takes the schar to the fact that he can't do work in other countries, that's fine. Kinemasik, like we will learn din or din, ela'ayu referring to bechashuli tol your term is schar batel. This is where someone's trying to take a premium. That's what the Gemara is saying. Hachashuli tol schar v'dan, meaning more than that. That's answer number one. Answer number two is the inam ha'omer not ha'omer hashnotel schar ladun dinov kayamim aval hanoter beseter dinov betelin. Here we're talking about whether it is when is it okay when it's on the record, if you like, what is being paid and it's schar betelol. However, if it's simply taken, if you like, under the table or in a discreet manner, that's when we say maybe this is a questionable type of payment and betelol. Okay, that's two ways to explain what the Gemara is saying. Let's continue. Chad Barnash, Azul Midon Kamei Rav Huna, went before Rav Huna. Amarle Aitli Barnash, the Yasuk to the Dikla. He used to sort of dig or weed or whatever it was before, but below the Dikalim, or palm trees. He said, look, I'm happy to done to judge, but you need to find me someone and pay for someone if you like that can do my job for me. That's Karbatilah. Okay, and that's okay. It's not considered unjust or incorrect to do that. Now, Rav Huna Havi Ra'i Torin. He used to be a shepherd. Look at all these big Amoraim and the types of jobs. So, first, Rav Huna was under Dekalim. Now he's doing shepherd work. Havi Ra'i Torin. Vavi Yadesh Sahadu. He knew the Sahadu, meaning he knew the Eidud of a particular individual. So now he's being called to be a witness. Amarle, Ita Sahadalai. Can you please come and testify? He says, Amarle, well, that's fine, but I've got work to do. So, Havli Agri, pay me what I would have been losing out, well, I'm going to be losing out as a result of having to come to the Eidot. The Tani can, it's actually okay. Not in Ladain Skarbet. So you can't, there's nothing wrong with paying a witness or a judge for the fact that he can't work that day. There's lots of opportunity cost, if you like. That's not a problem. The issues are when you start paying in excess of that. That's where you can run into problems of bribery and achshochad and all these other things. That's where it can be questionable. Okay? Can look, if you're paying a witness a premium to come and testify, you're incentivizing him, and it could be, it could run into shochad issues. Okay, let's continue. Now, Chad Barnash, Sa'ev Lechad Cohen. This is a similar incident, but not directly related to our discussion, I don't think. It says there was an individual who was Matameh the food, Matamer a Cohen. Now that the Cohen is Tameh, he can no longer eat Truma. And that's going to impact him. Why? Because Truma, he gets for free, or if he doesn't have enough, he can buy Truma at a cheap price, much cheaper than he can buy Chulin, regular food. So, Ata Uvdin Kamei Rav Yitzhak, but Ochlin Chulin. So, what he said, Rav Yitzhak, they didn't come before Yitzhak, and he passed, and you've got to give him Chulin. Now, what does it mean, got to give him Chulin? Buy him his food entirely? So, for Rabbi Meima, the Talmudim thought that what that meant is, they understood it to mean, Shiotzim lo demei Trum mitochan, which means that all he has to pay is effectively the differential between what that would have cost if it was truma, which is cheaper, and now what he has to pay for chulin. Okay, so it's a difference. He doesn't have to pay for his entire grocery bill. It's what he's effectively losing out of being tamid. Let's continue. Which is interesting that he can mechayev him to pay for something like quite more indirect. But anyway, let's continue. Tani Reb Eliezer. I'm sure that writes for another suga, matamet trumatav and things like that. But anyway, Tani Reb Eliezer ben Reb Yossi Aglili Omer Hamevatseya. This is someone who is now mevatseis, who decides, let's do a pshara. Let's come to some sort of compromise. If you do compromising, now it's important to understand this is when the dining come to Beit Din. The first opinion, which Reb Eliezer ben Yosef Aglili, he says, compromising. If you do compromising in Beit Din, that's considered your chote, your sinner. If you bless a mevatzeya, I think it's a good thing. It's like being kofer in front of a kadosh baruch. Why? Shenemar ubotzeya berech mi'etz Hashem. Mina'etz is like this, like a cursing, if you like a kadosh baruch in a sense. Okay. Ella what? Yikoved adin atahar. Nonetheless, it's come before Beit Din. You've got to do the din. Kesha'asa Moshe like Moshe did. Aval Aaron. Meaning, before it even came to the court, Aaron's attitude was that he would try and make shalom between Ohev Shalom v'Rodef Shalom, if you like, between parties. As the pasuk says, "B'shalom u'mishor halach iti." Okay. Now, Tani, Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, "Matom lo motzeh berach niyatz Hashem." He gives a different mashal for the pasuk. It says as follows: "Mashal mashal amad avomer lechad sheganav se'achitim." Someone steals a se'achitim, a particular volume of wheat. To make into dough and a separate challah and chilah and he feeds his children. The manaetz. You think it's a good thing? You think you did? He says Hari that he's given his children food. He's done because it says what's a stak or the Gemara's Dorish in Bavli. That's feeding his family. You think it's a tzedakah you're doing? Just remember that's taking care of one's family is considered like a. We're not talking about maaser. We're talking about this considered tzedakah. It's a good thing, right? So that's zanat banav. So you're thinking with tzedakah, but ain't no kind of manetz. Why it's manetz? The korban eda adds here because it's fixed that mitzvah by avera. You stole to feed your family. It's like the people that might steal and give tzedakah. You know, like that's manetz. You think it's a good thing? It's not a good thing. Now remeir omer. These are brothers. They said, "What is the profit, if you like? He now recognized people kill our brothers." That's when Yehuda said this. Now it's very interesting here that what the Mepharshim do with this. The commentator takes it in a positive light; others take it in a more negative light. But what it's saying is, "Abotzer means kol ha'mecharef. So the korban ha'eda, we're going to stick with our parish for the moment. And that anyone who tries to rebuke or doubt or mecharef is more like curse or put down if you like the brothers of Yosef how they behaved. That's Miatz Hashem. Why? Kishamar Yehuda miad hodol. Because they were going to kill him, and as soon as Yehuda says, "Well, what's the profit in doing this?" Immediately they change their mind. They're very easily swayed to do the right thing, meaning don't consider them as being so evil. If you told them to return to the fathers, they would have all readily agreed to that as well. So he spins this in a positive light. Whereas I saw the article quoted another Mepharshim, and I think the Bavli direction, that they're actually looking more negative. They wanted to profit or these other things. But I'm happy to stay thinking in a positive way. Let's continue. Rabbi Yeshua, Rashu ben Korcha Omer, mitzvah levatzeh. He says the opposite. No. Initially, the first opinion was once it comes to Beitin, you shouldn't do a pshara. You shouldn't try and find some sort of compromise. Once it comes to Beitin, that's it. It's time for a strict judgment. Let's work out the dinners. Now we've got the different opinion. Rabbi Shimon Kocha says it's a mitzvah levatzeh. It's a positive thing too. Shneamar says emet emet umishpat shalom. Okay, meaning koma kom shesh emet ein mishpat shalom. Yes, shalom ein mishpat emet. Emet truth is not compromise. Truth is what's the actual mikar midat hadin. Compromise is limishuratadim. Okay, let's find something everyone's going to be happy with. So how do the two go together? Ezu emet shiyesh bo mishpat shalom habezeh botzeh. That's bitzua. That is some sort of. He understands that's actually a compromise, a bitzua. That's we got like if you like a mix of both. So he says ein mishpat emet v'karam mash mashiyah mishpat emet v'shalom bahadeh hadadeh. They can be together. The Korban says, "Ela Shmami." The Korban says, "Mitzvah v'liptzua min haTorah." There's mitzvah to find sort of compromise in Torah. Nimtza shu mishpat emet v'shalom. That's how we can somehow have this mishpat, which is emet v'shalom. Okay, these two contradictory things can come together. Seems to be a source in the Torah. Okay, Dani neta metzika zika zakai chiyav lechayav malakatov ki ilo set staki im. Now this is beautiful. If you done if you the judge judged truthfully. And he found the innocent party innocent, and he obligated the paying person to pay, was chayav to pay. He says, the Torah considers ki ilu asat staka im azikui. It sounds like you've done staka with a person who was found innocent. Clearly, we understand that. And also, you've done staka with a person who found chayav. How so? Staka is zakai shechazir l'mamano. The person who was found innocent or in his favor, clearly, you've done staka for him. Why? Because you've returned to him what was rightfully his. That's a staka for sure. However, also, you've done a kindness, you've done a good act to this individual, you've actually relieved him or taken away the gzeila from his hands. He might not perceive it that way, but that's considered stuck. You've helped this individual in the end of the day as well. So, Amar Ravav, also a very interesting point. Now, Amar Ravav, Mishpat Amorim b'parsha, says it twice. Emet u'mishpat shalom, shiftu b'sha'areichem. So what's a mishpat parsha? The Korban Eda says the parsha choftim v'shotrim k'tiv v'shaftu et ha'am mishpat tzedek lo te mishpat lelamed shiyedon mishpat emet u'mishpat shalom. In other words, you've got two different mishpats. So the two things you're disposable is a mishpat emet or mishpat shalom. Mishpat shalom being the shara way. Okay. Which is, he asked for Emmy, do you do like this? Do we follow this practice as a mitzvah to live so to make this compromise? So Tani Rebbe Shimon ben Benasia, Benasia Omer, Pamim shata rasha levatzeh, Pamim sheina tarash levatzeh. It depends. Sometimes it's a mitzvah, some are not. So now we find almost like a machriya b'nehem. We have one sheet saying it's completely asur to do so. Another one says, no, it's a mitzvah to do so. So how do we deal with this? He's saying, well, actually, Rav Shimon Benasseh depends. He says, shnei shebao el dayan. If two people come for the dayan, ad shelo shma divrehem, before he hears their cases, or Misha, even if he hears Misha Ma, he doesn't know which way the judgment's going to swing. Rashay Lomari can, at that point, he can say, okay, let's find some sort of like a negotiated agreement, let's find some sort of compromise, let's try and work it out that way. However, Misha Shama Divrehem, once he's heard the claims, V'yodeya, and he knows which way the judgment's going to swing, Hadin Noteh. In that situation, too late. In a tarosha you can't say, okay, and now maybe you should negotiate between the two of you and try and find sort of a compromise or agreement. Shneamar, why? Says this is a pasuk from Mishlei. Sorry, it says Poter Maim Reshit Madon, V'lifneid Gala, before it's revealed, Harim Natosh. That's when you can remove the, if you like, the abandon, or abandon, if you like, the argument. So, but once it's revealed to you, know which way the din is going to go as a dayan. But from that point onwards, it's like you've got to do mishpat. So that's the cutoff point. Now, the achlonit galah hariv atarashal lenotsho. Mishgal hariv. Once it's revealed, then ain atarashal lenotsho. Then you cannot abandon it. You've got to execute judgment. Amramanaya afa pshara tzvichar chreyadat. Even when you do a compromise, it needs a chreyadat. The Karbonator says, "Kolama kashem sha'adayin mitzvah shelo la'atot adin." Just like a dayan cannot distort judgment, kach mitzvah shelo to pshara. So in a pshara, you've got to be careful that you don't distort the pshara either. Meaning, it still has to be a fair pshara, which is interesting because you can't. It's not we're talking about. You worked out the din. Once you've worked out the din, it's a different story. It's too late to do pshara. It still has to be some sort of fair pshara. Rab, you would have been lucky, Shomer. Shneim shabao el adin. The Dayan or Eladin says, Achad Rach v'achad Chazak, meaning if one is like a thug, a mafia type of guy, and another one is a bit soft, if you like, well, that's Chazak and Rach. He says, Ad Shelo Shama, if before you hear their claim, Rashai Lomer Lehem, Eini Yizkak Lehem, Shemi Yitchayev Chazak V'Yichayev Chazak Oivo. In other words, before they actually present their case, they're saying, can we go by Yudin? At that situation, the Dayan can say, look, I don't want to have any part of this. He's able to say that. He's able to not take on the case. Because he might be scared they'll be in trouble with the oyav, if you like, oh, the chazak. However, once he hears it, it's too late. You can't. Then now the dayan can't back out. You can't be scared of anybody. Shenemar lo taguru b'pnei ishes the Torah. Quite clearly says, "You don't be fearful of anyone." That's in Dvarim. Okay, let's continue. Rabbi Shaya Yehoshua ben Koch Omer, Harei Shaya Yoshev Etzal Adayin, V'raz Zchud La'ani V'chov Ala Asher. If you're a Dayan, and you see that the merits on the side of the Ani, and the rich guy, the Gvir who's supporting the Shul and all this other thing, the Chova is against him. Minayin Shelo Yishtok, you should be quiet. Shenemar, Lo Tagrum Mipnei Ish, you cannot be fearful of anyone. Al Tachnis Dvarecha Mipnei Ash, you should not withhold your words because of any man. Okay. Tzviyu Ad, V'Yavu, sorry, so you are dining your dim, and your dim should know at mi hen danim, velif name min hen danim. They have to know who they are judging before who they're judging. Now, the question: what is who they are judging? We'll get to that in a second. But you are aiding or dim mi ham medim lif name yadim. Okay, lif name misha mar bayolam. It's before Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shnei mavamdu shnei anashim asher lemariv lif ne Hashem. That you mean the din is done before Hashem. But Omer also says. It says Elokim nitzav ba'adat kel. Now, is it? It's in Adat El, or Adat, we'll see in a minute. It says Adat El here. The one way of explaining it is the continuation of the pasuk. It says Bekev Elokim Elokim. Sorry, Elokim Mishpot. That they're situated amongst the congregation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the council of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is amongst the, if you like, the Elohim Bekev Elohim Mishpot. But the Korban doesn't say that. He says ba'adat El. He says. Not Kel, because Elu had dining ha'eda. Okay, so he understands that the Elokim is nitzav the Adat El, meaning the congregation of, if you like, the judges. Okay. V'chein Yoshevat Amar L'Shoftim Ra'u No Ma'atim Osim Ki Lo La'Adam Tishbu Ki La'Hashem. Just understand that you're not judging the people in front of you. Also, you're judging a Kadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean judging Hashem? She'ef Shalav Asav Adam Nidonet Moro. How can you judge a Kadosh Baruch Hu? There are human beings in front of you. That's why I said it's interesting above. It says, no et mi ahen danim v'lif neimin hen danim. I mean, simple understanding before up above, when he said the Daim should know who they're judging, meaning who the people in front of them, and lift name and before who Hashem, who before who is Hashem. But here it sounds like what Yehoshaphat said to Shoftim, understand that you are judging at mi atem danim. It sounds like you are judging, it sounds like a Kodesh Baruch. How? So how are you judging a Kodesh Baruch? Well, if you have Shalom, Basav, Danu, that the Barak, we judge Hashem. Ella Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ana Amri Tiyeru Luvu Mea Dinah V'Shimon V'lo Klum. You don't understand. I have ruled in Shemaim that Reuven should receive 100 and Shimon should get nothing. The atem not lim, but you've done the opposite. You've made a mistake, like you've ruled in the reverse. Atim yizev and then lezev. Alay leshalem lo viva me'oto ish. You've now effectively made me now take the efforts to somehow make this other party, the Shimon who got the money, shouldn't have somehow lose it in one way, and money come from some other source to Reuven, who was deserving of it. That's one way of explaining it. I'll just show you the Amara, the Korban Eder. So I'm going to reprogram my head here. He says, in other words, mishi kibel shelo kedin. So that's, I explained it the first way, the Amara, the first way, the Korban Eder, that you're judging Kadosh Baruch Hu because by doing the wrong thing that Hashem wanted to do, he's effectively obligating you're obligating, for like Hashem's involvement to correct the matters. Okay, I saw another shot. Sorry,
this is a contradiction to Lo B'Shamayim here.
That would be true in terms of good. That is with halachic matters, Talmud, Torah. True. But that's okay. Let's go back a step. That might be if we're talking about what's the final psak halacha, okay? But what happens if they distort the judgment or they err in judgment or things like that? Maybe it's not. Maybe it's not a lashon ha'im type of matter. But even if it is, I'll give you an example. Even if it is, even if you say that in this world it's lashon ha'im, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nonetheless, at the end of the day, wanted this man, Rosh Hashanah, to have an extra 100 in his bank account, and the person not to have the extra 100 in the bank account, he's got to redo it. Okay, there's two different ways if you can explain it, I think. Okay. But by the way, another way by saying, is Nami Min HaDayan, meaning the combinator adds another thing, is that now I've got to go and get involved. Get involved for what? We understood it means to, if you like, correct the bank accounts of the two parties. But he's saying, no, the Dayan will be held culpable. So now you're judging a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's now got to get involved to take judgment on, or to get involved to exact payment from the Dayanim who corrupted the judgment in that way. That's why I think it's corrupted judgment as opposed to they're just. I don't think it's contradicting the Lubashon Amy. Okay, I think it's corrupted, like they made a mistake in judgment. That's actually interesting. Is another Pshat, I'm not sure if I just said this or not, but I think in the Ask Girl it says another Pshat in the Sugya was you're judging a Rosh Baruch Hu because Hashem said that that person should get one. And get the money on the one, and you've come along and said the other words, you're basically judging Hashem. Hashem is doing wrong. It's an interesting way of looking at it. But then, how does that work with Shabbaim here? I'm not sure. Again, unless it's like mistaken judgment or something. All right, Peseder. Go to have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.